Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer every year.
Fuck.
That is our first official Limp Bizkit intro, Chris. I love you right now. I want to hug you.
You're a counter threat.
And the message from Dwight is true. Identity theft is not a joke. Thank you.
100% true.
This message is brought to you by Dwight Schrute from Schrute Farms.
The more you know.
Woo! What's up, everybody? This is Casual Ed. I'm Jason.
I'm Brody.
I'm Chris.
And we brought Scott back. What's up, Scott?
Hi.
How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, living the dream.
What dream is that?
The American dream.
Were you like yelling out, can I be one of the cool kids?
That was always a dream, but I was never one of the cool kids.
Nope. Yep. That is a line from a new Five Finger Death Punch song, folks. I definitely did what I said I wouldn't. Well, no, I never said I wouldn't do that, but I definitely gave the entire album a listen. They got paid their, 3 cents for streaming rights or some shit? Like, it's definitely too low for poor musicians. They're so broke. Feels so bad for them. They got paid their 2 cents because I listened to their record, so. And Ivan gave me a personal text message. Fuck you, I hate you, bro. Thank you. Duh, bitch, duh. I always laugh because, you know, that's how most of their music goes. And I texted Rhodey the lyrics to one of the songs on the new album. And sure enough, it was like, fuck you, bird in hell, die, bitch. I was like, yeah.
So poetic.
He's so angry all the time.
Personalized voicemail.
him and Jonathan Davis, they'll both be like 90 in the retirement home. Fuck you. Dad, why'd you touch me? It's like, bro, it's been 70 years. Oh, and Aaron Lewis is sitting in the corner smoking a joint. I'm good.
Country steel.
But yeah, out of 5 fingers, I would give that one middle finger. Damn it, Chris. I was going to say 2.5 right in the middle. But anyways, it's not that bad. It's really not. But I keep going back to, like I said earlier, I keep going back to Norma Jean Ashley dying. I'm stuck in this. I actually listened to Parkway Drive for the first time ever. Like, listen to it.
What'd you think?
I like Parkway Drive.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Oh, you an apology, Jesse. I think I told Jesse multiple times Parkway Drive sucks.
I think I've got a couple of those songs saved on my Spotify. I start listening to the ones that you suggested, and then I try to listen to the radio. Yes. Or the suggested ones.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like In This Moment?
I loved it. I soaked in the bathtub listening to it. Had some rock salt in there. A couple candles.
Were you watching the videos or were you listening to the music?
Yeah, I would.
I was listening to the music.
Okay.
She is attractive. I would take a bath while watching her music.
Maria
videos.
Brink is fucking hot.
Is she? Are you on the brink? Oh! It's a playing with yourself joke.
Brinky my winky.
I don't know.
It's called edging, Rhodey. Perhaps you should get on the internet more and learn about these
things.
Probably
shouldn't.
Helps you last longer.
Shit so hard.
Oh, that works. That saying you just said works in many ways.
That's where you choke yourself with a bell, right?
You can, I guess.
Carotene you yourself.
Jesus Christ.
My boss actually is he rents houses and found one of the renters hung himself doing that.
Damn. Mm.
He's trying to talk to me about it. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't want to have this conversation.
Asphyxiation, right? That's the thank you.
Yeah.
Auto-erotic asphyxiation.
Yep.
You weren't sure if he was coming or going.
In 5, 4, Chris, delete. Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive? What's that from?
Eminem, Stan. Or not Stan. Nope. Is it Stan?
It's my name is.
Come on, Chris.
But then it's repeated in Stan because he's like, hey, Slim, I just drank a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive? My girlfriend's pregnant in the trunk. Because Stan is his biggest fan, and that's why people say they're Stans of things now. You're such a crazy fan that you would kill your wife. I don't understand.
I know they called those fans that.
Yeah, no, you people are on the, you know, they'll say I'm a Spider-Man stan or I'm a Five Finger Death Punch stan, whatever. That's what that means. I'm so obsessed with it.
I've never heard that. I live under a rock, though. I don't hear any of the cool sayings.
I live on Reddit, and that's where most of this stuff comes from. I love you, Reddit, even though you're very bad, unhealthy. Can I be one of the cool kids?
How many karma points do you have?
Three? No, I don't have much. But I've learned if you want to get a lot, all you got to do is share naked stuff.
Yep.
That's true.
You will get it very quick.
I don't even know how it works. I'm afraid to like something because I don't know what's going to happen.
The consequences.
I'm like, oh my God, if I do something wrong, I'm going to be all over Reddit. They're going to find out where I live and they're going to do something. So I don't. I just troll.
But it would make it so much easier for the hot singles in your area to find you.
That's true.
Tell us about this first beer, Scott. I agree with you, by the way. I wouldn't like anything on Reddit. Plus, I'm always afraid someone's going to find it and be like, you're a perv.
It's this, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I gave you the can. What do you think? It's actually kind of tropical.
Yeah, it does have that kind of like a mango kind of. It's almost like a flat kind of taste.
Okay.
There's a little bit of mango pineapple in it. It's kind of bitter in a way.
It's a double, right? Mm-hmm. Double mosaic. What's the brewery is Stone what?
Stone Cloud.
Oh.
Stone Cloud?
Mm-hmm.
Stone.
Oklahoma City.
Okay, sir.
Bruce Lee, the rival of Chuck Norris.
That's awesome. I'm going to go Chuck Norris this.
They do pretty good stuff.
So the beer that I stuck in your cooler will complement this well. You should make it next.
Nice.
So it won't destroy our palate.
No, I'm going to a sour next.
I know what you do. Oh, don't worry. I go get that barrel-aged, the barrel-aged Legion that you bought. That you got for me.
Little mocha in your mouth?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think maybe Scott would like that. It tastes like mocha coffee with whiskey. That's what it tastes like, coffee whiskey. Woo! That's not the one I brought. Yeah, I'm just playing it as. Yeah, I can't wait for you to try that. Anyways, no, this is really good. This is delicious. Does not taste like a double, which is scary, because that's probably, 8.5?
It's 5 point. Chuck Norris?
No.
Oh.
7.5. It's either 7.5 or 8.5.
Eight.
Yeah, see, I was right. 8.5. We always said if I was within 0.5 of the ABV, it's okay. Counts. And I did that without looking. Yeah, that's scary. I could drink two of these, no problem, and then be like, ooh, I'm hammered ass dog shit.
Yep.
What do you think, Scott? Do you like it?
I probably would not purchase.
That's going to be a sound bit now.
I would probably not purchase.
He's definitely going to like the next one then.
Well, fuck.
If I'm looking for, this is just the non-beer person buying beer, I would roll down the aisle and I would look for a cool can and be like, that one looks kind of neat. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to try it, not read anything about it, try it, and then probably not drink it and then offer it to
somebody.
You guys whenever you come over.
Hey, I bought this based on the... Well, that's... So for real, when craft beer first became a thing, that's how me and Rody did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We bought by looking the cans and the bottles because we didn't know what the hell we were.
Marketing.
That one party we had at Tony's house, it was before. The whole goal was everybody had to go get a six pack of something they never tried before.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty fun. And that was before that was before Martin House, before Revolver. It was when we started going to RAR so much. I'm trying to figure, is that a tree with a horse statue in front of it? What is
That's Bruce Lee.
Oh, the horse statue is kind of creepy, dude. I do love the color scheme, though. Matte is a thing. I love matte. God, I wish I could paint my car matte. Matte black.
Matt Swanson. Matte black.
You can get you a wrap for like $3,000 or $4,000.
That's it?
The low price.
Let me write you a check right now.
Yeah. One of the contractors at work uses that rhino liner on his car or on his truck. I mean, it
looks cool. Nice. Yes, it looks cool, but I'm not sure what that does for your resale value.
Shoot, man, the way I look at it is I don't have to wash my car again.
Dirt just falls off because it's plaster.
And plus, hell, my kids, whenever they open the door, they don't fucking look. And luckily, they hit one car, but luckily it didn't ding it, and nobody was in the car when it happened. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get out and go around. And next thing I know, wham! I'm like, you fuck! I go out there, I look around, no one's there. I'm like, okay, all right. All right, we're good. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Doubles time.
Go, 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 go.
It's one of those worst feelings in the world.
Yeah.
I still I did it once at the tanning salon of all places, and I still have regrets from it. I'm like, poor girl.
I've paid for it countless times. I got so many dings on my car.
That's true. Yeah. Karma. That is true. Karma's a motherfucking joke.
Yeah, karma has a way of coming back and getting people.
Can I? Do you have that song pulled up, Chris?
The karma song?
No, the Five Finger Death Punch. Can I be one of the cool
cats? No, I had to pull up again.
No, that's fine. You know, if you don't want to listen to Five Finger Death Punch, that's fine.
Get out.
That is fine. Also, in the new releases, there was a stupid Justin Timberlake song that I hated.
Hmm.
Let me go through these new releases. But see, Google Play likes rap more than I... What? Oh, shit. Give me the plug. We don't have one, do we? No, it's right there.
Keys fell out of my pocket.
Oh, my God. Where's the plug? Holy shit. We're about to...
It just goes on forever.
We're about to release some breaking stuff here. That is not the right one. It's either A or B. We're so professional.
Should be...
Also, I'm bleeding. Hold on, Chris. I'm about to play a song.
A Bahi.
You guys ready for this? This is a world premiere right here on this podcast. Illegally, because we don't own the rights to this. Pretty excited.
Nickelback. Fear of the Dead Man.
Sounds like early 90s or late 90s.
If you don't get it by the vocals, then I'm leaving. You'll get it. I'm not a renegade.
Still wanna get it made. Oh, Bush.
Yes, it is. Brand new Bush.
Oh.
I actually like this
already. Kevin Ross still alive?
Yeah. I actually like this already.
They're not trying too hard. Which I can
hold on, listen. Here it goes. Oh, I thought the coach was going. I'm down with this.
That's not bad. That should be one that you listen to as Bush.
Hell yeah. Even though the weird thing is it's called Flowers on a Grave, and there's a really shitty song by Papa Roach called Roses on My Grave.
Mm.
And he's like, I got a woman that'll put roses on my grave. I've got a woman. That's literally the Papa Roach lyrics.
That's almost on key to where he is, too.
Holy sh! Today is a good day, folks. New Asking Alexandria. Yeah, it's a good day for music. Lady Gaga, a new song that I'm not going to play. She'll sue me.
Yep. All right. Stop.
Scott's out.
I don't know how to work my
Scott's phone. Interjecting.
I'm not done with this song yet, guys. But yeah, no, Google Play Music is more, it leans a lot more on the rap and like, what style, Justin Timberlake, that kind of, not R&B.
Poppy.
Yeah. It leans more on that, like you'll go in there all the time. And then I'll search for a metal band, it's like, yeah, they just had a brand new record. I'm like, put that up top. There's no genres, like you can't search right. for genres. Like you dirty bastards. I'm going to switch to Spotify if you didn't have YouTube Red.
That should be your next band that you listen through is Bush.
Yeah, no, agreed. I should go through the old ones. Like I told you, I told you I tried Korn. I got two songs into it and was like, this is over.
Done.
And then I should try like Blink-182. I don't think I could get very far with that either. I used to love Blink-182 and we were listening to it the other day. I was like, huh?
Yeah. I remember that. I went through that phase and plus 44 and Boxcar Racer. I was like, God damn, I was emo.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. Yeah.
Now plus 44 is just my waist size.
Joke of the week.
It's over. Podcast Thank is you. Over. Rody yep. just fucking crushed it.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. I chunked that. All right. My lovely and talented wife. I don't know why I'm talented. She's not on the podcast. My lovely wife, Caitlin, decided to get me for Valentine's Day this thing called a beer drop, and you pick your styles, and they send you beer from Colorado. So we've got Odd 13 Brewing. This is from Colorado. Hip Hop Troll Toll. Double India Pale Ale. Fucking phenomenal, is it not?
It's really good.
Oh, God, yeah. Next I knew you would love it.
Next time we go to Lafayette, Colorado, I'll have to swing by.
There's a Lafayette, Colorado?
There is.
Huh.
It is cloudy as hell. It's definitely a hazy, even though it doesn't say hazy on it.
There's a Lafayette, Wisconsin, too, Chris.
Hmm. There's a Paris, Texas.
They do have an Apple Tower there.
I've been to there. It's a little podunk town.
Yep. Washington, Texas, too.
Hey, Campbell's Soup Company is there.
Yeah.
Is it? I didn't see
they that. Have a factory there.
I went to some shitty-ass apartments over there.
Oh.
It was back when I did pest control.
Oh.
That was...
I could only imagine.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome... complex.
Jesus.
Pest control in Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
That's
dirty. A lot of clean people. Clean living.
There's a lot of French jokes I can be making right now, but
I'll have to mute myself. French is not an accent that I can do. That was terrible. Scott hasn't been privy to my accent abilities yet.
That's true.
I've got them. That's sarcasm.
Got them all.
Oh, that's French, right?
Yep, that's John Baptiste.
Pepe Le Pew was French, the little skunk. Mon Cheri. No, that's Cajun.
That's Gambit.
Mon Cheri.
So was the Pepe Le Pew.
French Canadian.
Was Pepe Le Pew Canadian? Shit.
Canadian.
Was he Cajun? Remember when he would chase after.
No, I wouldn't say he was Cajun.
Was he French?
Yeah, I would say he more.
I just remember him going, oh, that laugh, that weird laugh that I thought French people all must do that because I was a child.
And they do.
Oh, welcome. Nope. What if y'all help me out here? Someone's got to be able to do a French accent. I cannot.
I don't know. I got it. What's the matter, you?
That's Mario.
Mario.
That's all I got.
That was good. That's a better Mario than I do, because I'm not going to even try right now. But nope. No. I always end up doing it. And then end up 2 weeks later, like somebody's like, you're a dumbass. Chris,
what was that accent game that we played?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was a lot of fun.
That was a fun game.
Accent roulette.
You would draw two cards, right? And then it would have an accent and a saying you had to do in that accent.
I remember one of the ones y'all got was a woman in during labor.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, It was cool, too. We had Bray playing.
Yep. You're like, how is this an accent? Fuck you, game.
It's like Cards Against Humanity, so everybody would vote, and then you had to give them your card. And if you find folks like that idea, you can go back to one of our early episodes because it's there.
It was bad.
Yep. It's on this.
David was pretty good. We were terrible.
Which we're going to, me and David are, I don't know, I'm going to bring him back on soon. So, New Main Heather 2-year anniversary. David said it went awesome.
Nice.
Wish I could have been there. Unfortunately, Connor said no.
He is an asshole.
That's. He does drive the family.
I said he wanted to go to a park or something.
Yep. No. He's like, all right, dude. It's fun how you can judge your kid's mood, like where you should take them. I know you know this, Scott. It's like you wake him up in the morning, you're like, well, we're not doing that, or that, but I think we can get away with this if we're careful.
If I buy this, I'm going to have to get ketchup. So if they get fries, they need ketchup.
Yep.
If they get chicken nuggets, they're going to need ranch. If you get a cheeseburger, meat, cheese, bread. Yep. You can't say cheeseburger. You have to say meat, cheese, bread.
Being a parent's fun.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
He was not in a good mood. I was like, yep, we're not going to New Maine, which sucks because he was in a... I don't think he slept well, but that's how it goes.
Yep.
Anyways, but yeah, we missed it, but he said it went well. Wish we could have went. I'm going to try to go out there soon. I want to try some of his, that one that he said he just used every hop he had left for to draw up. I was like, yep, need to try that. I'm excited about it, but anyways.
Is he calling it the conundrum or?
I don't remember what it was called, but he was like, hey, we put everything we had left into this. I was like, sweet, dude. Anyway, so did you give this a 5-star rating or 4.5? And I'll hit you in the face.
I don't know. I guess you'll have to go to my Untappd later and find out.
I don't want to. God, it smells so good. It tastes good. It doesn't smell like Kool-Aid, Martinez.
Florida man.
Oh, this is so good. I really, 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 really love this hop troll toll. Really like it. Good job, Odd 13.
So they can ship beer from...
Yeah, what is this company like they were shipping like beer to
so
you?
Lesson learned from that, too. I get on the... Because they'd sent it through FedEx, and luckily... I'm on FedEx Plus and UPS Plus, and blah, blah, blah. So I get email anytime there's a shipment coming to this address, even if I didn't order it. Like if she ordered, if you ordered me something and shipped it to this address, I'll get an alert. Yeah. So it was like, so I got a notification saying, "Hey, this package is coming here, but someone over 21 has to sign for it, or you won't get it." But luckily, I was able to, because of my FedEx Plus membership, I was able to redirect it to a Walgreens where I could go sign for it.
Oh, no shit.
So I went to Walgreens, met him, signed for it. It was like right up the road.
Nice.
Yep. I was so mad, too. When I got that notification, I texted Caitlin. I was like, well, I guess I'm not getting the beer.
Way to go.
It's like, can you all do it on... Because I was afraid it was cold, which they shipped it warm. So, watch. Anyways.
What's it called again?
Beer Drop.
Beer Drop.
Nice. Beer Drop. It's about $2 a can, but I mean, that... Well, no. Sorry, $5
Jesus
a can.
Jesus Christ.
It's $5 a can. But it's beer you can't get in Texas yet until they're like, hey, we need to distribute over in Texas. But anyways, it's good. I like it. It was cool. Beer Drop. Y'all don't sponsor us.
Maybe they will.
Maybe not. Because I wouldn't let them. I only want to be sponsored by Magnum Condoms for you, Chris.
Exactly.
But yeah, this so good. Every beer I've had in there so far has been good. And then I was so excited I saved. So I got two of each flavor style. And I was like, I'm saving these for Rhodey. And then Rhodey's like, ain't no coming on Wednesday. I go to work. And then Chris is like, my tummy hurts.
I was like, shit, okay. Water.
No podcast, I guess. I'll just sit in here and talk about this beer by myself. That got deleted. You'll never hear that.
Did you actually do it?
No. I want to, though. I had full intention on trying it again. I was like, it's a fucking waste of time. I've done it one time. I sat down at the computer and tried. And I got like 2 minutes into it. And then I lost my train of thought. And then I looked at the thing moving. And it just froze. It's like, there's the thing moving. Nothing's coming out of my mouth. What's that?
Oh, my God. Dead air.
Hurry. Talk about what you had for dinner. It was fried green beans, which isn't what I had. I'm so confused. It did not work. So, yeah, I've never done it again.
You should just get absolutely just hammered into it.
I listen to this. I listen to 3 Lakers podcasts where they do it by themselves all the time. And I'm like, no. Well, they played real good tonight, Anthony Davis. It's like, no. But they do a lot of fan questions, too, and that kind of pushes you through.
Yeah, that kind of helps a lot.
But I'm like, fuck me, dude. It's so embarrassing, so hard. And then one night I thought I was going to talk Caitlin into it, but I decided not to. So I was like, hey, let's come in here and throw something on the site so our one fan, Art, doesn't get mad at us. I really wanted an episode. Well, Rhodey's got a fucking job. Chris, tummy hurts.
Chris ate some fucking lactose.
Yeah, why'd you eat that pizza, Chris?
I didn't eat the pizza.
What would you eat? What happened?
It was actually, I'm not sure if 100% positive, but there's this new Asian place that's in a gas station.
Asian guest?
It was pretty good, actually, but I'm sure it was.
going back to my pest control days, some of the worst places I've ever been, Asian buffets. I'm not one of culture on eating anything other than, you know, like normal burger type stuff, but oh my God, some of the worst stories I have are from those Chinese, Japanese, any of those walk places. Oh man.
There's like roaches and rats and stuff.
Yeah, there's some doing the backstroke in there, float like they got chicken, I guess, thawing out in the sink. And you got roaches doing the backstroke in there. Oh. One of them, the lady was skinning fish on over a toilet.
toilet fish. You know,
a big old wall of grease behind the stove that they never cleaned out, and a big old mound of roaches sitting right there just going to town. Why you don't get rid of my roaches? Because you got a big fucking mountain of grease.
You kind of like the taste of it.
Yeah, you see that mound there? That's a magnet.
They're going and telling their other roach friends, hey, we found the grease.
These people don't care.
They just leave raw chicken in the sink.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's disgusting, man.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, I watched one. I don't know if I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. It's been too long, but I watched an episode of that. What's that? Not Guy Fieri. What's the other dude? The crazy chef guy that yells at everybody?
Gordon Ramsay.
Hell's Kitchen or something, where he saves restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's basically doing Bar Rescue.
Right.
I didn't even mean to. I was watching Family Guy on demand, and then it switched to that. And I was like, I wasn't going to watch. I was going to turn it off, and I was like, wait, let's see what's happening here.
See where this is going.
Yep. Next thing I know, I watched the whole episode. And that's what it was. It was like a Mom and Paul restaurant in the middle of a town where they did not clean anything. Ugh. And then Gordon comes in there. Blah, 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 blah. And they change it all. And
He five-finger death punched them?
Yeah. Oh, he did. There's so many beeps in that show, it's annoying.
Right.
Like, why? Why? Quit cussing so we can hear it.
Right.
You can say words like butthead, something, anyways, but there were so many beeps. It's so stupid. I forgot. So I don't watch any reality TV. You know this. Rody does, and Chris.
Not even Lego Masters?
Not yet. But that's not the same, man.
Lego Masters.
It has Will Arnett hosting.
Oh, go figure.
And they give them different challenges, and they have to build these huge sculptures within like,
oh my god,
8 hours.
Fuck all that. I can't. It took me, I had like a 700 piece one that I built. It took me. I watched Amazing Spider-Man 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then I still didn't finish. One of my friends from work built it on his lunch break. The same thing.
Jesus.
He holy built shit. It. Yeah, it's like a 700, the RV from Walking Dead.
Damn.
I don't know how to build stuff like that.
Build all of Hogwarts.
It's like an IKEA package. What? I don't know what to do.
That's what all the Lego training was for. It's IKEA.
But yeah, the place was disgusting. He rescued it, and then I was grossed out. And I was like, oh, I'm never eating out again. And then I went and ate that night. So it was gross. It was gross, Scott. You're right. It was gross. They'd never cleaned above the grill. It was like dripping dust and dirt. And it was like, ugh. And then he pulled stuff out of the refrigerator. He's like, this has been here for 10 years. But then I also wonder how much of it was dramatization. But
Ryan,
either way.
How was this planted?
Because John Taffer would be screaming at everybody. I watched that show religiously, stupidly. This beer is 47 degrees. He would yell. I don't know. Have you ever seen that? That dude is nuts. He's worse than Gordon Ramsay, dude. Like, he would yell at people. He's like in their face, and he's talking about the temperature of beer being incorrect. If you don't sell 30, and he's like spitting on them and stuff. It's called Bar Rescue, so he would show up at a bar that was about to go out of business and redo everything.
Right, bikinis.
I've seen that before.
Yep. Nope. Yeah, Bar Rescue. They did one here in Granbury or somewhere. I don't know. Doesn't matter. No, didn't work.
It's now closed.
It is, but. Boop. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I remember him.
You can change the scheme, but if you still have the same shitty management.
That's what this the one that I watched with Gordon Ramsay, the managers were crying together and holding each other. It's pretty cute.
Hey, it looks pretty crazy.
It's pretty cute. Oh, John Taber, yeah. Spit all over you, dude.
He's having an aneurysm right there.
Jesus, watch the... I got addicted to it. I got addicted to it because they talked a lot about beer and they talked about restaurant stuff and... You would.
Is that still ongoing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a reality show. I mean, what do they spend, like $20,000 to redo a bar, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Think about that, like $35,000 per episode.
Right. Well,
I don't know what they pay him.
It's been going since 2011.
Jeez.
But when you think about, I mean, that's genius. Like, what is a show like Friends? I mean, that was up to $10 million per, more than that. At the end. Yeah, it was like $10 million per episode right. at the end.
Yeah, they got it's $1 million an episode.
And John Tapper's not really having to work. He's just yelling and screaming. He doesn't have to do the work. So it's like, hey, we'll give you $100,000 an episode, and then we'll pay $20,000 to fix this bar. Mm-hmm. It's genius. Stupid reality TV. That's why they keep doing it. That's why there's a Bachelor show coming out for seniors. Did you guys?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What? So fucking mad. Do you know you did? Wrote this one over Rhodey's head. Yeah, it's coming, Rhodey. Bachelor for seniors. I don't know how the Bachelor's still a thing. Also, in the culture that we're in right now, where that's not acceptable to act that way, how is the show still going on?
That's exactly what this. That's exactly what our culture is. It's like Tinder and Bumble. It's like you date like 100-something people at a time, and
yeah, but
it's
then,
like instant gratification.
But then when you go, you know, and you talk about doing that, they're like, "Oh, you're a fucking asshole." You pervert.
Yeah, the double standards. That's how it works.
Yep. But I just cannot believe that. I've watched one season of that show, and it was like 20 years ago.
With Jesse Palmer?
Still going. Jesse Palmer. Maybe. I don't know. I would not watch that show.
The New York Giants football player?
I did not know that.
He was a quarterback briefly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's on ESPN, isn't he? I think he's like a college guy.
Yeah, analyst now.
And he was.
I didn't know he was.
He's also in a commercial.
Aaron Rodgers' brother was on the Bachelor.
For Rooms to Go.
Oh, my God. You're famous by being somebody's brother.
I don't know his name. I just know it was Aaron Rodgers' brother. He was on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, one of the two.
Did he find true love?
No. I don't know. I don't know. And then Netflix. Oh, man. Netflix, that Blind Love is their number one show right now, and I'm like, they're entering dark territory, bros. It's like, oh.
Is that the one where they dance?
No, it's they're all in these rooms where they can't see each other, and it's stupid.
And just a bunch of glory holes, or
nope, they talk to each other, man.
It's like prisoners,
pretty much.
Yeah, you're in that room, they're in that room, and they just talk
through a vent.
It is. It's their number one show. It's reality, because you know they don't pay those people anything.
Jesus.
No, you pay to get on there, and then they use that, get their own.
But I was very sad that that's number one, and I hope that Netflix is lying about their top 10. So, which they added that. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
10. Fuck off.
Altered Carbon has gone from 7 to 4.
Anthony Mackie killing it. It's because of Falcon, man.
Have y'all started that?
He did.
So far, it's not as good because they've tried. I feel like they had to pay Anthony Mackie, so the special effects have gone downhill.
Oh.
And so they're attempting to do stunts that they can't pull off and make them look decent currently because they're paying Anthony Mackie.
Hey, be careful. Anthony Mackie's great.
No, he does a good job. He's a good actor, but I'm not a like there's like this one scene where they're just like throwing this gun around and they're doing these flips and catching it and it looks awful.
Be like, careful.
Are they curving the bullets too?
Is the gun big?
Bigger than it's like a
rocket launcher.
Did it have an extended clip?
It did not.
Maybe the dynamics didn't work.
Yeah. Maybe you just don't like big guns.
Well, let's just say like they were throwing no-look passes and someone was scaling a wall and just happened to catch it behind their back and like shoot people.
You've never done that before?
Yeah, all the time.
Last
seems
weekend.
Easy enough.
Right.
Dead. Pet-a-pet. That's what it sounds like when I shoot guns.
Just remember, you aim for the stack.
It's all right.
I've seen it. I just haven't clicked on it. I think I'll probably end up watching Ozark when that comes out.
Yeah,
that's this month. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's this month?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
27th.
Which is weird because it went from like July, August to bam, here it comes.
Yeah.
I love me some Jason Bateman.
Speaking of Ozarks, how do you like this beer?
Fucking gross. You said Ozark, so it was water, you know, Ozark. That's what I was reaching. It was a reach. It wasn't a very good joke. I apologize. Florida Man, Cigar City Brewing. Didn't they sell out?
It's a conglomerate of craft breweries.
I don't care. It's fine. I'm starting to not care. Like, I was so mad because I went into the Total Wine and New Belgium is everywhere. I should have took a picture. The week after they sold out, they had a huge display at Total Wine. Huge, dude. And I told Caitlin, oh, the ramifications of selling out. She's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, ah, no, I shouldn't talk to you about these things.
It doesn't help. It's fine.
Does it? Means nothing. Anyways, Florida man. Unpredictable varieties of hops used in nearly criminal volumes combined to create a bold, citrusy, double India pale ale brewed to pay tribute to the world's worst superhero, Florida Man.
Well, he's not catching turtles.
I also didn't know that double IPA would be capitalized. That's what caught me off guard. I was reading, I was like, why is double IPA capitalized? Is that a pronoun?
It almost doesn't have an aftertaste.
It's a pronoun.
That's what you want.
It's a pronoun. Okay, here we go. It smells good. It smells like an IPA. It doesn't smell like a citrusy balm in your mouth.
Joke's on you.
That's a citrus balm in your mouth. But it's not a hazy, though. It's not a hazy. It's not a malt balm.
It's amazing.
It's more malty. It is more malty than the other stuff we've had tonight.
Are you getting any peach out of it?
Peach you a question? I don't know, Chris. I don't know. I'm not having fun. If I'm not having fun, it's time to call it quits.
I'll let Scott pick the next one.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so I rewatched The Matrix last night.
The first one?
Because I decided...
Or the whole thing.
I think that I'm at the age now where I can watch the second and third one and maybe understand them.
Are you going to watch the Animatrix too?
Maybe. I don't know. Why are you... 20 question to me. Why can't I talk?
Because it's part of it.
Why can't I talk about the first
one? You don't get the whole story unless you watch the Animatrix.
Shit, all up on his grill.
But it was funny because you were talking about the bad graphics, and I was thinking about The Matrix yesterday. I was like, yeah, it was some pretty bad graphics in that too. Now.
Right.
It was so cool. They were so awesome in 2000.
But you know what holds up?
Jurassic Park.
It does. It does. But yeah, no.
I'll let you pour.
Keanu Reeves is not a good actor. So funny, dude.
Which is why he was perfect for that role.
I know, Kung Fu. Show me.
Show me.
It was good, though. I still like the movie. It still holds up, too. With the whole computer thing, they're like, you know...
Aren't they redoing that, too?
Wait. That's part of why I'm rewatching it, because I'm trying to figure out what this fourth Matrix is going to be about.
Oh, man.
It's not a redo. It is fourth.
It's really just going to be John Wick 5.
I'm so mad, Scott, because I like The Matrix, but I don't know why we're having a fourth one that has Keanu Reeves in it and Carrie Ann Moss in it. They're both in it. Yes, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're computers, so
Dude. There's so many things like that.
Is he going to have the John Wick hair, too?
No, there's so much stuff like that that would just piss me off. You, like, watch this whole movie, and it's like, we're still dead. We're just computer images of ourselves. Like, why did I watch this movie?
Wait, they died?
In the third Matrix, yes.
Oh, I never got to that one. I watched the...
Oh, they didn't die.
Spoiler.
No, I remember... I think I watched this... I don't know. There was a bunch of robots or something.
No, Carrie Ann Moss died hard. She had, like, stuff stuck up.
Yeah, she got impaled a couple of times.
Yeah. By Keanu.
And you have to sit there through the dead sad scene with Neo touching her face because he's blind. The third movie was such a train wreck. But he's like touching her and he's like, oh no, Trinity, no, I love you. And she dies. She's like, Neo, it's okay. Here's a fourth Matrix with Neo and Trinity starring in it. What? What the fuck?
The Matrix 4. I want my phone call.
That's like The Office coming back. Oh, by the way, Jim and Pam are divorced. What? What's happening here? So, I've tried to, like, I've gone deep into the interwebs. There's no leaks about this thing. They're filming it right now. It's being filmed right now. There's nothing. No one knows anything about this damn movie. I'm not excited about The Matrix 4. So, we were watching this ridiculous show on Hulu. Well, first of all, FX is now on Hulu, which I told you. Ooh, tonight, I Am Dave. Tonight.
Oh, yeah, I Am Dave's coming out.
Nice. We'll get to watch it tomorrow.
You
get to watch it tomorrow.
Okay, on Hulu, right.
I Am Dave, which is Little Dicky. Do you know anything about Little Dicky over there?
Is that a rapper?
Yes, and he is hilarious.
Ah, okay.
He raps about the earth.
Like, is he a rapper or are you insulting me?
Anyways, he's a white Jewish rapper, and he says that a lot. He's so great. But anyways, we're watching this terrible show. Anna Kemp from Pitch Perfect, the blonde, not Anna Kendrick. Anna Camp's her actual real name. Smoking Hot, but it's the worst show you've ever seen. The dude from Billy Madison, the bad guy in Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. You know who he is, right?
You know, yeah. I don't know his name, but.
But anyways, it's this dumb show where he comes to he finds a choir in a small town like Peaster, Hickville, USA. So Anna Camp's name is actually Jenny. This is how hick it is. And it's about him taking over the church choir and helping them through competitions. Oh my God, it's so bad. It's so bad. Anyways, we were watching it and I was like, why am I watching this? But it's terrible. It's going to get canceled, thank God.
What's it called?
That doesn't look like Anna Camp, does it?
Perfect.
Anna Camp, Pitch Perfect.
Evidently, she's not the most famous.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's. Which y'all don't know Pitch Perfect that well, do you, Scott? I love Pitch Perfect, all three of them.
I was forced to watch the first two. I don't think I watched the third one, though.
Damn. I don't know why I like those. I like musicals, that's why. I'm probably the only one. Yep. That's, I don't. Do you like musicals, Rody? Okay. Chris, you?
I'm a fan of, actually went and saw, what the hell was it? Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. That was fucking awesome. Loved it, but that was kind of like the
he's more hardcore.
Chris, we're not talking about plays.
Upper tier.
We're talking about movies.
I was about to say, this dude's more hardcore than me.
But Chicago was really good too. I like that one.
That's because it's a burlesque show.
That's a Richard Gere one.
Yeah,
yeah,
with the gerbil and everything.
Three. Two.
No. Somebody take Rody's gun away. Somebody take the gun out of Rody's hand, please.
Poor Snowball.
Poor Snowball.
That's a rumor. Do you have any proof of these accusations?
There's some video evidence.
How's Rod Stewart's stomach doing?
Probably not. Isn't he dead?
No.
Shouldn't he be dead?
You don't remember all those rumors?
That has like renewing or rejuvenating capabilities.
I would say no. Shit, Moulin Rouge. I love that. I love Across the Universe. I love Sweeney Todd.
Are they going to release Mulan because of the coronavirus, or is that going to be canceled?
It's probably. I don't know, man. They're canceling that. There's some movie they're canceling. James Bond's getting pushed to the fall.
Yeah, right. The Italy one, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. Coronavirus hasn't killed more people than the flu, folks. And also, the swine flu had a 22% death rate in 2009. Mm-hmm. I had it. Oh, world champion.
World champion had the swine flu.
I did. I had the swine flu, for real.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I was cut off. You had it, too?
No, I said I know you did.
Oh, damn it. I thought we had it together, and we were about to be, like, closer than we are already.
If I'd say it, can we still be close?
Closer than pigs and shit.
Yes.
Swine flu.
So the funny part is that choir show that I was just telling you about, that's how he got with the locals, you know, became part of the group, was by wrestling a pig and the poop.
That's weird.
It's terrible, man. Show's terrible. Anyways, I think that the death rate of I actually don't think. It was 23% in this like coronavirus. It's terrible. It's not it's killing old people and killing people that have anything wrong with their lungs.
Underlying conditions.
Well, like, some guy asked me if I was worried. I was like, when it starts killing healthy people, then I'll be worried.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, this dude works out every day. He's completely fine. He dropped dead instantly. Or if somebody comes back from, like, a zombie, I will be worried, too.
If it comes after me in a back alley, then yes.
Although, you know what's scary is, like, there's a bunch of, like, videos out there now of how to properly wash your hands. Because people didn't know how to properly wash their hands.
Yeah, sing happy birthday.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry.
What's up?
I stole your thunder. I apologize.
No, you didn't.
Sorry.
That's exactly.
Happy birthday. You have to do it like your Marilyn Monroe singing to JF Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
I only knew that from the... I had to go to the school last night, and they had that, and then they had the little, you had to say scrub, 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 like, I think it was like 16 times, and then wash, 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 I don't know, they had some stupid saying.
Yeah, it was funny, I was talking to somebody, and they're like, oh, you're supposed to do it for 30 seconds. I was like, I don't have that kind of time. Dry them off and walk.
Fucking hand sanitizer.
Don't got that time, dude.
I'll just scratch my balls and just keep going. There's plenty of good bacteria down there.
I know where it's been.
Nowhere. Ah, me too. Yeah.
High five.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, the coronavirus isn't that bad. And it's bad because it's spreading so fast, but it's not that bad. But they said there's two versions now, too. But it's whatever, mutating. Man. Shit happens all the time.
Corona and Corona with lime.
Swine flu was scary. The bird flu thing, that was kind of scary.
Low calorie.
The thing that was in Canada.
The Aryan flu.
Yeah, that was scary. Aryan Brotherhood, is that?
That's what's called the Aryan flu.
Avian.
Avian, yeah.
Very different. Very different.
More accepting.
Yeah. Wash your hands, people. Wash your hands.
Yeah, Rhodey's fired next week. He can't come on. You created too many edit points this week. You're minus 37. Ah, man.
Speaking of shows you've watched, have you watched Hunters yet?
Not yet. It's on the list. I'm excited about it. You guys? The Nazi killers?
I've already superheroes? Finished Superheroes?
Holy Jesus. So you watch Hunters, but not Top Golf?
Top Golf?
Top Chef.
Tin Cup?
Tin Cup, yes. You'll watch Hunters, but not Tin Cup or Interview with the Vampire.
Because they're killing Nazis.
Oh, shit.
Is that a little tart for you, Scott?
Ooh, that is a little tart. Tart. It's tarty.
Yeah, I'm apologizing because I didn't realize you were coming on today and I did not plan ahead.
Yeah, you should have planned ahead. How dare you? You know, I know you've got done. Y'all have done hundreds of podcasts.
That's why every
second one I've done, you're bringing me this garbage.
Every single beer has been an IPA and a sour, which are definitely your favorite styles.
I've been able to. I drank the other ones. They weren't horrible. This one made my teeth hurt.
That's because we went from juicy, fruity, directly to punching in the mouth sour.
Is that the devil one?
I'm assuming he has the Martin House one?
No, I brought one from Stone Cloud. Here, try it.
The Blackberry Rerun.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's really good.
Good for you.
For a sour, it's really tasty.
What's a foeder?
A fooder.
A fooder.
Yes.
A fooder.
Correct.
So eat your beer.
What do you think, Chris?
It's not bad. It's got a little bit of a bite to it, but
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like it. I got it for Lisa. She likes the sours.
Not really getting any of the blackberry, but.
That's because it's blueberry.
Ah, that's why.
Got something wrong with the blacks?
I was going to say, that's because you have a Samsung and not a BlackBerry. Oh, mobile phone joke.
Nice.
Got it, dude. Nice. I got jokes.
Got jokes for days.
Woo! Tart is my middle name, and I like it.
And I Pop prefer, is your first.
I prefer tart over sour, for the record. That is very tart. That's a slap in the face tart. But it's not sour. You think? I don't know sour.
No, I think it packs a little more punch because we've drank nothing but IPAs to this point.
Who says that's a thing?
Right.
Shut up, certified beer pour. What do you know?
Good mix.
Palate's wrecked.
But yeah, nope. Matrix was good. I rewatched that. When I watched the church choir show, it was terrible. I'm excited about nothing TV-wise right now. Nice.
We started watching Schitt's Creek.
Yep. You like it?
It's not bad.
What's up, Schitt's Creek?
Evidently a lot of levies.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't his son in that too?
His son, his daughter.
The mom from Home Alone.
Yeah, she looks terrible.
Yeah, she does. It's actually her birthday today.
Partly because of the makeup, but
happy birthday, mom from Home Alone. Kevin!
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Nice. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done, Rhodey.
That's because her name's in the
it's because you're
opening credits.
You were Googling Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. Nude.
Nude. Oh, please. Oh.
I can see Kevin's face now just screaming.
Kevin!
Nude. Kevin and Alright, I ruined it.
Keenan and Cal. I don't know, man.
Come on, Buzz.
Yeah, the...
I was going the stepmom angle. And I forgot the name.
But yeah, there's... Oof. I'm trying to think of something like... Something exciting to watch. But there's nothing right now. That's okay.
Step Brother.
We're walking into the end of all the TV seasons, which Brooklyn Nine-Nine came back for the... I think... I don't even know what year we're on, but it's still good. Except for they had this, they added a cast member, and I was like, oh, this bitch better not be on here for very long. And then they got rid of her. I was like, oh, thank God.
She was terrible. So she was just a girl then?
Yeah, she was there for 3 episodes. It wasn't dog.
Just super annoying?
Yeah, oh yeah, she was bad. And I guess you can cut this because Rhoda keeps making faces at me. Cut this too, Chris.
She went transgender. That's why she didn't stay around.
Oh, man. Cut this whole... Delete the episode. We'll start over.
Although it was on Fox, so...
Right? No, it was this red-headed girl. She was just terrible. She's from Saturday Night Live, but I was like, oh my God, she's so stupid. And like, she's trying to be stupid.
Uh-huh.
On purpose.
Yeah.
It just wasn't funny.
It's her bit, yeah.
And then she was a drug dealer. She stole a bunch of coke out of the evidence thing. Like, hey! And she was acting like, hey, stole the coke! It was just...
Is the Judy feud still a thing?
Oh, yeah, that's permanent. Okay,
cool, cool, cool.
Yep, he'll be back. Jason Mazuka came back last week, I think. Nice. He's the best. He's the best. I love him so much.
The best.
Yeah. And he had a drug that made him forget everything. It was so funny. He would forget who he was every 5 minutes. So, yeah.
Anyway. Sounds like the perfect character for him.
Oh, it was. Because he would just be talking to OJ. I don't know who I am. And yelling at him and stuff. I was like, oh, God.
With the crazy eyes.
Yeah, he's crazy. But no good shows, no good movies.
Have you kept up on Family Guy?
I think so.
The last episode was the one where they went into the future and Stewie's rich.
Oh.
And Peter's dying.
I haven't seen that one yet. I've seen the one before that then.
Family Guy's just gone off the deep end. It's terrible.
They all have.
I didn't know it was still on.
Because... Disney bought Family Guy.
That's why you watch. That's why you should watch Bob's Burgers instead.
Yeah, Disney owns all the Fox shows. Family Guy, yeah, Simpsons, right. All of it, man. That's why all the FX stuff is on Hulu now, because Disney is like, hey.
Oh, that's right. Simpsons are on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Disney just owns it all. Shut it down. And I'm still... The HBO Max thing comes out this month, maybe, or next month. Pretty excited about that. We'll see.
Is that where all the softcore stuff is?
Yes.
Isn't Rick and Morty gonna be on there?
Yeah. They bought the Cartoon Network Adult Swim stuff.
When they finally ever come back.
And South Park. They got that too.
Have they announced when they're gonna release this second half of the season?
Nope. Toying with our emotions.
Yep.
Next year.
I can't.
Probably gonna be like August, September.
I want this form of what it is that they do to bite them in the ass.
I swear to God, if the first episode isn't some dragon just melting a fucking throne, I'm out.
You want to listen to the horny dragon talk anymore? That was so weird.
That was super weird.
Morty, do you want to hang out, jerk each other off?
Come on.
What is this?
Let's jerk each other off?
Just a little soul bonding. Morty's like, no, I just want to go home, pervert. Yeah, that's so weird. But no, if I really want this form of marketing or whatever it is they're doing to just bite them in the ass, but also don't want the show to be canceled.
Right.
It's not fair.
It's because you hate Pringles.
It's because I hate waiting. But oh, that Pringles commercial was all right, though. It was really funny when we were laughing at my mom did not get it. We watched the Super Bowl together and the Rick and Morty commercial came on and we're like, ha ha ha. And everybody's like, I don't get it.
I didn't watch
what the hell is this? Yeah, there was a Morty commercial with the Pringles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This thing's about to blow up, isn't it?
No. Like, is it?
I don't know. I heard somebody talking about it. They were saying like the ratings keep going down, but they still have to pay the sponsors. They're guaranteed X amount of viewers, and so they have to keep running ads to satisfy what they quoted the sponsors.
Well, that sucks. Yeah, I thought it was doing kind of well. I guess not.
I haven't heard anything since it started.
And the Desperados lost their Renegades lost their quarterback.
Don't beat yourself up over year. Not knowing the team names. Please, please.
Did you get injured already?
Oh, yeah. Do Lose not. Me out.
Really? Jeez. I wonder if they have insurance.
He gone.
They should play that soundbite when somebody gets hurt. It's just that dude from gas station encounters. We got an injury down in the field. Oh. He gone.
Oh, that looks like a bone sticking out, driver. He gone.
Oh, so that would probably get a lot more viewers. I want to go to one of those games, especially now if it's going to get canceled. I hope it's not. But the Rangers are about to start back up. Baseball's here. So.
Woo!
I'm excited about that. But anyways, I think that's it, man. I ain't got nothing. I have nothing left. Nothing left. I'm excited because in 2 weeks I finally get to watch Rise of the Skywalker since I didn't get to go see it in theaters.
Is it coming on Disney Plus?
No. It'll be on...
On DVD.
Yeah. March 17th is the digital release date. March 31st is the Blu-ray date.
And then 4 months later, it'll be on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting. So Frozen 2 just hit Blu-ray a week ago, maybe. I don't know. Last Tuesday. So I'm waiting to see when it gets put on Disney Plus. Like, you guys need to do something with this because I need new content.
Yep.
Like, I can't stand the fact that their show, the stupid Spider-Man cartoon, it's on Disney right now, but they're not like, oh, we wait till the season's over and wait a month and put it on there.
For what?
I know. I'm like, put it on there after it airs. You're not paying for Disney.
It's not like they're rerunning it.
Greedy bastards.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. We'll see how it works out for them. But I saw some leaks, more leaks from the Falcon, the Winter Soldier. I saw a leak from Loki today, and I'm pretty excited. So I know you guys aren't into leaks. That's why I'm not giving anything away. But I did see Owen Wilson, and I'm okay with it right now. I'm more okay with that than I am the Batmobile.
Wait, what's Owen Wilson in?
The Loki series.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's playing a character in Loki.
Is he a goat?
Wow.
No, but did you... I guess neither of y'all saw the Batmobile today that Edward from Twilight's going to be driving.
So are those like leaked photos of him in the bat suit thing on a motorcycle? Are those legit?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, you should go look at the Batmobile. You might throw up in your mouth a little bit.
Does it sparkle?
It looks like a Camaro, like a 69 Camaro with a big engine in the back of it. Look. Oh, there it is.
Wow.
It is... horrible.
That looks like the car from Blade 1.
Where's the front view?
That looks like...
Well, look. That looks terrible.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It looks like a Camaro, doesn't it? Is that a Camaro body, right? Or a Mustang? Could be a Mustang body, too. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
It looks like a Challenger type.
Oh, it's fucking horrible, dude.
What the fuck?
It is putrid. Good luck.
Are they resetting that whole universe? I still don't understand what they're doing.
Yep.
Exactly.
Is that? I mean, I saw that thing with Ezra Miller in the Flash thing.
I don't watch that crap.
And then the Wonder Woman thing. It's like we're gonna kind of emphasize what works, and then kind of sprinkle in what we're not sure about to see what they think.
It's a big cluster, man. It's done. It's all done with.
We got a couple of pieces, right? So let's see what we can do with that.
Well, they're talking about this. It's his own standalone Batman. Ugh, whatever. This looks like they took Tim Burton's Batman and then they took Batman Begins and they were like, hey, you guys make a baby and this is what came out. And it's an ugly baby. It's very ugly.
It's not a cute baby.
Not at all. It's like, oh, why did you do this?
So who's supposed to be like the villain in it?
All of them.
Robert Pattinson.
No, it's all of them, for real. It's based on The Long Night, which is where Batman has to solve a serial killer thing, and he has to deal with every single bad guy that he has.
Oh, that's like Hush, isn't it?
Yeah, they've cast all of them, like Penguin, Riddler, all of them.
I heard something about like Jonah Hill or that Josh Gad guy.
Josh Gad's in there.
Okay, yeah.
As a Joker.
Colin Farrell's in there. They're the only ones I can think of right now. He's Mr. Freeze. Arnold Schwarzenegger's back. Do not mess with that. It's the best casting ever. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Eyes to see you. Still the best one.
Anyways, that's it, folks. It's a weird episode of our podcast. I really do like this sour beer. We didn't even talk about the... Did y'all talk about it? Wasn't in there? Stone Cloud.
Chris pronounced it perfectly.
Good call with the Stone Cloud. I hope that this entertained you, and get ready. We got big things coming up. We're supposedly meeting with the Vision again pretty soon. Brody's working on setting something up.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we're going there, which is fine.
Chris's fifth favorite brewery.
My fifth favorite brewery?
I guess I'm going to have to need to tell Mr. Bird that he needs to come on here and quit being...
Yeah, that's true.
About it.
Yeah.
He said he was going to do it.
We could have a stout night.
Yeah, you just need to harass him every day now, because you see him way more than I do. Or never. One of the two. But yeah, no, thanks, Scott. Scott will be back. We're having fun. What do you think? You having fun?
Yeah, it's nice.
Sitting in this toy room and talking about things that have to be deleted. Because that's what we do.
That's the name of this episode. The deleted.
And then people will write me and be like, I want the uncensored episode. And I'll be like, yeah, that's never going to happen. So.
Go talk to Rhodey.
Start a Patreon.
Thank you guys. Thank y'all so much. Go watch the choir show with Anna Camp. You'll love it.
Make sure you look for the pitch perfect Anna Camp.
There's a guy that acts just like Matthew McConaughey in it.
Ooh.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who drives a Lincoln?
No, he's broke. So sad.
He never got his law degree.
It's very sad. If you can't tell, I'm sad too. Morbius is probably not coming out because of the coronavirus. And we're gonna end like that.
All right, good night.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry. But not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be